Okay. Let's go. Agomer Rav Abba Bezabta Omer Rav. Chosin Vashe Shvina Bechopin Yachut Lepturim Min Asukka Kol Shiva. My time up. Shin Boi Lumefti. They have to be Mishameach to Chosin. Chosin Kala. Chosin Pshadu to Oisik Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. The Miri speaks that out. Others speak it out to Teresh. So to Oisik Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. Acting a miracle, Echu Besukko. The Lechu Besukko. So let them do it in the Sukko. Be Mishanechas in the Kalim Sukko, eat in the Sukko, do everything in the Sukko. Mar says, Ein Simcha Ela Bechuppah. The Simcha has to be Dafke in the Chuppah. Chuppah means they spent the Shivas in the Mishdan, it was called a Chuppah, and not in the Sukko. Acting a miracle, Lechu Besukko, Lechu Bechuppah. And I think that is Chuppahs with the Kalis. I think that's the Pshat. Chuppah doesn't mean it has some particular decoration. That's where the Kala is. So Ein Simcha, a little bit Chuppah, where the Kala is. So they can't do it in the Sukkah. Frek the Gemara, what's the problem? V'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'chuppah. Let them eat in the Sukkah. When it's lunchtime, when it's dinner time, they'll go into the Sukkah. The rest of the time, they'll spend in the Chuppah with the Kala. No, Ein Simcha, a little bit Mokim Sudah. No, the Simcha has to be around the Sudah. So make the chuppah in the sukkah, and the kal will sit in the sukkah. So what's the problem? The Gemara says two things. See, this is where I see that the chuppah is the kal. So now the Gemara is asking, make the kal and make the chuppah in the sukkah. So then Abai says, no, that's already yichud. So up till now it wasn't a problem with yichud, but if the chuppah should be in the sukkah, that means the kal comes with the chuppah. The kal is going to be in the sukkah. That's going to be a problem of yichud. That's Abai's turn. Rabbah mishum tzachos. Even though there's a lot of people in the chuppah, so where's the yichud? Kala is all the bnei chuppah, so why should it be yichud? So I'm telling machlekes yishayim, shikas Rambam, is that the yichud is even with many men, even kshayim. Rambam holds that one woman is not allowed in the yachid with many, many, even with a lot of men. So then it would still be yichud. The Ran shita is that only that's only true if they're putzim. Kshayim, it's mutter to the yachid one woman with two kshayim. And Noshim Kshayim. So what's the Yichud over here? So Mustama, maybe that's what Rashi's saying. He's Yachid Akhir in the Kala. Rashi's Loshim Yachid. But not only are there a lot of people. He doesn't have so many friends. So maybe there's only one person in the Chuppah. I guess that's what you have to say. So maybe it could be a Chshash of Yichud. Yes, Katasha, why isn't there a Hedra Baal over here? Why only have a heter b'al v'ir? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, b'al v'ir, then there's no yichud. So here, even if the chassan goes lashes shochav, that's what Rashi's the case is. If the chassan's going to go lashes shochav, he's not leaving town. So where's the yichud? It's b'al v'ir. So first of all, Rashi Shita in Kiddushin is that Baal Avir only takes off the Malkus, but it's lost. Rashi needs to answer what's the Pshat and how's the Shema to come over there. So you're not going into that. But just to know, Rashi Shita is that Baal Avir is really not a head. So according to Rashi, it's good, but we don't pass him like Rashi. We pass him Baal Avir is a head. Rav Moshe Chorach, we pass him Baal Avir is a head. So what's the problem over here? So another possibility, the Gemara says that Baal Avir doesn't help if it's Libay Gaspa. Libay Gaspa means that this other man and the girl, they have a friendly relationship. Rashi says they're friends from way back when. They have a social relationship, a friendly relationship. So then there's no Hetter of Baal Avir. So maybe that's the Shashir as well. Maybe this Shashvin over here, maybe he's like friendly with the Kala. I don't make a face if I can come to the Gemara. That's the Shash. Maybe it's going to be Libay Gaspa. A little bit of an Akimta. The Shvina Rav, in his Shuvas, the David Misharim, He says that from this Gemara is a raya to Chayodim. Chayodim has a very big chumrah in Baal Abiyah. Chayodim says, I'll tell you why he says it, then I'll tell you what he says. He starts like this, he says, what's the problem with Liba Gaspar? The Gemara says, Baal Abiyah, but it doesn't work if it's Liba Gaspar. The guy has a friendly relationship with the girl, there's no actor of Baal Abiyah. So what's the pshat? What? At the end of the day, it's Baal Abiyah, he's going to come back. Yeah, so a lot of the poshut pshat is that we weigh. On the one hand, she's afraid of Baal Abiyah, but on the other hand, she likes the guy, so you never know what's going to happen, so one that weighs the other. That's poshut pshat, the balance is the poshut pshat. But the Chayonim says, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is like this. Why is Baal Abiyah a hetter? What's the aside of the hetter of Baal Abiyah? That she's afraid that the husband's going to come in, it's going to walk in. What's the problem with the Chayonim? Let them lock the door. Why is she afraid the husband's going to walk in? She'll lock the door and bar the door, so the husband won't be able to walk in it. And if he comes knocking, they'll clean up and they'll answer the door. Says the Chayonim, no, the reason why the hetter by the ear is that the husband's going to come home, they'll knock on the door. Yeah, 5 minutes later she'll answer the door. She'll find his wife and this guy sitting in the living room. And the husband's going to say, what's this guy doing in my living room? What's this stranger doing in my living room? That's the missus. That's the pasha. So the chayodom, that only works, and this is the shot in Libra Gaspar, that only works if this guy's a stranger. But if the husband comes home and he finds his wife with this guy in the living room, and his wife says to him, oh, look who's here, I just came in from out of town. So then she's not afraid. So then you lose all that there by the end. Based on that understanding of Liba Gaspar, the Chayodim says this chumra, that the heter of Baal Abiyah only applies if this guy doesn't have a reason to be in the house. But if this guy has a reason to be in the house and the husband's not surprised to find him in the house, then you lose the whole heter of Baal Abiyah. And therefore, Chayodim holds, it's an unbelievable chumra, halacha l'maisa. We're not knowing about this Chayodim. But Chayodim holds that, let's say the husband, before he went to work, told his wife, call the plumber, the toilet is stuffed. So then it's equal, even if it's Baal Abiyah. Because what's going to be? The husband's going to come home, he's going to find the plumber in the house. Yeah, of course the plumber's in the house. He told his wife to call the plumber. The whole head, the Baal Abiyah goes off. That's the chumra of the Chayodim. Chazanish is Chayodim, the Chayodim, and likes the place name, and not Machma like this Chayodim. But the Shemir Rav says, he thinks from this Gemara, it's right of the Chayodim. But here there's no head to Baal Abiyah, because what's Baal Abiyah? Baal Abiyah is only a head there if the husband's not expecting this guy to be there. But here the husband's going to come back. Of course this guy's there. He's one of the Bnei Achupa. So here the head to Baal Abiyah won't apply. Okay? Anyway.
The guy left the ice at Sarabah. Is there some sort of expectation that he'll be gone for a certain amount of time? Like, is Baal Abiyah head there if you know that he's 15 minutes away?
He spends 15 minutes in the bathroom.
I'm just giving an example. I don't know.
Maybe today people have cell phones and so longer, but so the Gemara Tiferes talks about cases where the guy's going to go by Hotei Jochem. The Gemara has all kinds of cheshbonis that one of them is going to go to be by Hotei Jochem. And so on, and I don't remember now all the details, but I don't think they calculate it in that it's different because they know it's going to be a while. The place we've done a lot of those cases. Yeah, anyway, the assumption is that I think that's it. Tachosin, Shalokim Tarakosuch, Shane Lelagim Utan, it's a bunch of Sachakim Kalosin, Tatish Tamisu, Sukum Mitsus Nasun. Prevention, unless they have a regal, I will play a regal, Kaim and Mait Kotten, Dainusun, Nosh, Ainus, and Nosh, and Bimai. Okay. So I want to talk through this very interesting business in the Meiri over here. Maybe they have a Klebus Ekabar or a Meiri Ekabar. Like this. There's a steer in the Miri in the Suyo Esik Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. We're going to come back to Agamemnon. Let's take a break from Agamemnon for a minute. And there's a steer in the area that they ask. As follows. The Meiri holds that Isaac mitzvah potem in a mitzvah only it's EF shall, oh, like Tosfos, but only if it's EF shall kayim shtayim. Therefore the Meiri says, and Chofer mit Aleph, the Ramaskal is Kol Shebiyanu. The Meiri says that Kol Shebiyanu by Isaac mitzvah shall potem in a mitzvah, that's only that it's EF shall asaisa. Elim came b'min yosu shel zu ayvi kuba. That mitzvah B cannot be done without either refraining from completing mitzvah A, or at least mitzvah A is going to have to be delayed. So then you say that Isaac mitzvah is about the minah mitzvah. Aval kol shemakayim a mitzvah, if you're doing a mitzvah, ubikiyuma yochol asas acheres hamizna menes lay. You're doing a mitzvah, but you could do another mitzvah at the same time. Le'nemer b'zu shepoter le. There's no din of Isaac mitzvah about the minah mitzvah. Mamish, like Shitas HaFesus. And he holds by Shemir Avedi, and he says, not over here, but he says the same thing in the Sugi in Brachos of Isim Mitzvotim and Mitzvah. And there he says that the din of Shemir Avedi, that he's bought in fruit of the Rav Yossi, is only if he's afraid that if he's going to give fruit to the Rav Yossi, the Avedi is going to get lost. He's going to go home to get bread, to get money, and then meanwhile, the Avedi, he's not watching it, and he's going to get lost. But it's not the fact that he's delayed in taking care of it, that's nothing. That's the actual time stamp. You know, here he wasn't be Kuba. It sounds like even a delay. By when he talks about the Aveda, he doesn't say a delay in taking care of the Aveda. He said, the Aveda is going to get lost, so it's Yefshul Kayim Shtayim. Hakoponim, the Iri is in the Shita, that you have to have Yefshul Kayim Shtayim. This mitzvah is going to be Manua, or it's going to be Misakev. I think the Misakev here has to be a significant Misakev. It may not get done, it's compromised. Otherwise, you don't say Isik Mitzvah Potim in a mitzvah. And here also, I'm sorry, he says it also about Aveda. He says the whole piece over here as well. So the problem is that earlier on the Mishnah, Shluchim Mitzvah of Pturim and Asukah, Spumiri says, Shluchim Mitzvah of Pturim and Asukah, Shaisik Mitzvah Potim and Amitzvah. And I feel it was Shaskan Ayosim Valayla. Even when they're at camp at night, they're also Potim, like the Gemara says in Chavob. Ain't Shichim Lassis, Lichnes Eitzim Lassim Sukkah. They don't have to go build a Sukkah. Not only that, in my opinion, even if they found a sukkah ready made in the city where they're staying, they don't have to be treyach to get it. He says that b'shaschan ayosim, the potim in a sukkah, even if there's a sukkah that's ready at hand, they don't have to be treyach to sit in the sukkah. And then, if you look at the Meiri, Nafid Aleph, where he brought the raya that he brings us from the Gemara by Rav Chisda and Rabbi Rafuna, were sitting in Rav Nachman's sukkah, and there was no sukkah, there was Miflogim Arba, and he said to him, "Don't you, were you chayzer from your sheet?" And he said, "Anan shluchim mitzvah anan." So on that Gemara, the Meiri says, "You see from here that shluchim mitzvah b'shas chaniyosim apotter, even though they're in a place where they have sukkahs available." You see from this Gemara, Shekol Shluchim Mitzvah, Afal Pi Shebe Mokim Shemis Akfim Lechol Moitzim Sukkah Lecholbo. They have a sukkah. Ain't Shichim Lutoyach Bekach. They don't have to be Tereach. Shaelu Vadim and Kaimish Lerech Galusa, Sukkah Cheres Ayu Moitzim. In the Mokim Lerech Galusa, Vadim and other sukkahs available. The Afal Pichin Lechol Bekach. The Lay Saif Dover Kishahali Chosam Mitzel Asukkah Meak Vosam and Asukkah Shem Ahilkam Asoysa. Not only if looking for a sukkah would be ma'akiv them from their halicha, ela af kishe'enu misachrim b'halichosim eitzel asukkah klal. Even if they would not be delayed at all with looking for a sukkah, shayelu v'adim v'nestam lohoi misachrim b'sukkah cheres yoisi mashim misachrim v'oisu sukkah shol reish kulusu. They wouldn't have spent more time in the other sukkah than the time that they were spending in this sukkah. Nonetheless, Apa Pichin Le Tochu Bakak, they weren't there to find another sukkah. So the Chayyot is steering, and the Lama is steering black and white between the two Meiris. The Meiri says, Leisik Mitzvah Potem, and the Mitzvah is only if it's going to be misbattled from the Mitzvah you're doing now, or at least it's going to be misakev. And yet, by Shluchay Mitzvah Vayoyim, Ptum and Asukkah Balayla, he says in no uncertain terms, that even if they're not going to be delayed at all, nonetheless, Shluchay Mitzvah Vayoyim, Ptum and Asukkah Balayla. This is a very glaring steer in the Meiri, which Pusta yes. I think that the Kosov HaShlishi is in Agamar. Because the Meiri in Agamar says the following. Chosin v'chol sheshvinim v'chol b'nei achupa p'tur m'nesuk. Says the Meiri, because tzorach m'smoyechim chavera v'chavera m'imoy v'ein simchela v'chupa v'tama p'tur midin oisik b'mitzvah. So the Meiri says the Perish. Chosin v'chol sheshvinim the p'tur is oisik b'mitzvah potem ha'mitzvah. Asked the Meiri, af al pi sheshachris v'arvis ein lo yizman simcha. Even though Shachas V'Arve is not as much simple, meaning you're only busy with the Chos in the middle of the day. Shachas V'Arve is the beginning of the day, the end of the day, they're not busy with the Chos. Mikol Mokoyim, Hoyil Ve'atzmei Shol Yoyim Pturim. Since the Potter Ve'atzmei Shol Yoyim, I think it should be Be'itzumei Shol Yoyim, since in the middle of the day the Potter, because they're always with the Chos. Nase mei koroi poiter birshus ve'ein matrichim. So he becomes mei koroi poiter birshus ve'ein matrichim. There's that one word here that's so clear what it means. And not clear how what he's saying. He's saying up as a svar. Since they're oisik mitzvah in the middle of the day, bitzum shel yoyim, so even though at the beginning of the day, the end of the day, they're not busy with the chosik. So why don't they have to eat breakfast in the sukkah, you know, have like, whatever, sleep in the sukkah, why are they potter from the sukkah the whole time? No, since Bitzum and Shulayim, they're Isaac and Mitzvah and they're Potter, so Nasa make, but look at these, there are three phrases here that I want you to notice. Nasa make Kara, Potter Bishus, Potter Bishus, I think it should be Potter Bishus, the word Bishus, Ve'ein Matrichin. Sosim V'chosim, what does he want? What does he say? So there's another meaning, it's Chosim Arabian. So also Nasa, which the Meiri and Chavavim Ralph talks about the din Shemir Gino of Turim Nesuk. Shemir Gino is Pardesim. People are watching a field. The Gemara says the Potter Nesukah by Yom Levalayim. So the Gemara asks, why are they Potter? Why don't they build a sukkah wherever they are? They're watching the field in the middle of nowhere. So let them build a sukkah in the middle of nowhere. So the Gemara says, Tutirutim Robin Abai. Robin says, Pitcher Kari Lagano. If they're going to build a sukkah, all the Ganavim are going to know where they are. They're going to steal the other parts of the field. But Abai said, "I'll teach you came to do." So what does that mean? Teach you came to do. What does that have to do? So the Ritva over there says, "Chad, teach you came to do." It means that it's not the derech to build the sukkah in the middle, to build a house in the middle of nowhere. So the same way you wouldn't build your house in the middle of nowhere, you don't have to build your sukkah in the middle of nowhere. It's hard to understand, but that's what the Ritva says. I guess it lacks in kezachrami. Rashi says as far. That it means that since Teshu came to Duru, so they have to go to the sukkah with all of their clay bias and their clay tashmishim. So that's a tirchut to bring out all your clay bias and all of your clay tashmishim. So therefore, you're potter in a sukkah. That's so clear. They're asking what's exactly the shot. I mean, so be there without your clay tashmishim. The Rashi needs a hezbro also. Okay, now that he's potter in a sukkah, he's also not going to have his bed. And his reclining chair. He's going to be sitting and sleeping on the floor. So he might as well sleep in the sukkah. What does Rashi want? I guess the pshat in the Rashi is that since it's a derech and a bias to have your clay tashmishim, so that goes into Kezer Chrano, which students forgot with the Rashi, that there's a Rashi's on the way we work out the Rashi, Rashi's on the side, that there is a concept that you need to have a, not just a shiva and a chiyuv. There is a concept that the Maisi Shiva has to be Kezer Chrano, and it has to be shiva to my Beisai. That's a rashi by Ovel, even if the tzarat not machmas the sukkah, it's also potter. So maybe if you're sitting there without your clay tashmish, so that's not kezachrana. So I schlep out your clay tashmish. So Rashi says, no, that's a tirchah. And so what if it's a tirchah? That's a tircha is us. So they have to say that that's also true, that you don't, that there's a din that you don't have to be terech for yeshiva sukkah, like we have by Yorduk Shalom. You went home, and then in the middle of the night the rain stopped, and you don't have to be terech to go back after the sukkah. Why not? I say this is a din that you don't have to be terech after the kach for yeshiva sukkah. Even the, that's not interesting. Maybe it's worth addressing just by itself, parenthetically. Even if either Ramban, the Ritva, that school of thought, that mitzvah is not a shir in the chiyuv, mitzvah is the chisor and the maisi yeshiva, that it's not ke'ezach ranon. But they also have to agree that there's also a concept of a shir in the chiyuv, that you don't have to be terech to for yeshiva sukkah. Because how do you explain the din that if it's poskul gishomim, you don't have to interrupt in the middle of the night and go after the sukkah? Why? If you go in the sukkah, you'll be ke'ezach ranon. Or in the middle of supper, it stopped raining, you don't have to go out in the sukkah. Why? You'll be ke'ezach ranon, it stopped raining. So apparently they also agree, even the rabbi has to agree, that there's also a din, in maybe it's Tzontat and Teshuv Kein Tadur also, that you don't have to be tereach, same way with the house, you don't have to be tereach ad kedekach for the yeshiva's sukkah. So Rashi holds, you have to be there with your furniture, maybe that's like Kezach Rano. So bring your furniture out, that's a tircha. So Meila, we're not matriach. Come, I don't understand it so much. Meila, this is a tircha before sukkahs. You don't have to be terech before sukkah, because you have to build the sukkah. It's a big tircha to build the sukkah. The Gemara about Yorduk Shom, Poskuk Shom, is in the middle of sukkahs, in the middle of the night. You don't have to be terech to go out into the sukkah. But you don't have to be terech to build the sukkah. Well, Shemanim, you don't have to be terech to build the sukkah. I find it very hard to build the sukkah. Not handy, it's very hard. But I never thought that's a tour. So I'm not sure what's the pshat in that Rashi. But Akapanim, that's more or less what Rashi says. The Meiri says, Averech Rashi, with a slight variation, he says also that you have to go out there with your clay tashmish. I guess that's like Teshu Kain Tadru. And he says, but every time it rains, where are you going to put your furniture? It's going to get ruined. Every time it rains, you're going to have to take your dining room table and schlep it back home. And then when it stops raining, bring it back out. You're going to have a constant kircha, schlepping it to your furniture in, bringing your furniture out. So the Mela, you put them in Hasukkah. Also, the Svaras here are not so clear. After all, the Meiri is for the ones who hold them, it's Star as a Shir in the Chiyuv. We saw the Meiri by Laila by the first night. And he said, the first night you have to eat even in the rain. He says, because even though the star, but it's teishu kain tadru. By the first night, there's no teishu kain tadru. You see, there's no yibayochel. So the same way there's no yibayochel. So there's no din of mitzvah. That really sounded like mitzvah is a shir in the chiyuv. So if it's just a shir in the chiyuv, so live there without furniture. You're not going to have furniture anyway. You're not mitzvah but not having furniture. At least not a sar machmas a sukkah. You can't say the sukkah's gurim and mitzvah doesn't have furniture. He's out there anyway. So here, I guess you have to say also in the opposite direction. Even those who show you behold there's a shir in the chiyuv, that mitzvah is a shir in the chiyuv, but they also agree that there is also a halacha that you need a certain ma'isi yeshiva, that that furniture is not called the ma'isi yeshiva. They just don't think that's what mitzvah is. Maybe mitzvah is a ma'isi yeshiva. Mitzvah is a shir in the chiyuv. So it's interesting that even the Ramban, who holds that it's a din of kezach ranon, agrees that there's a concept of tircha. And even the Meiri holds that mitzvah is a shir in the chiyuv, agrees that it's also a concept that living without furniture is not a ma'isi issue. Anyway, that's basically the outlines of the Gemara over there on Chavah, which we'll come to Mr. Shem also soon. That somehow the yeshiva has to deal with furniture, and we're not matriach you to schlep your furniture in and out all the time, because that's also not part of mitzvah sukkah. We're not matriach you ad kedekach. So therefore, you as dinei mitzar or dinei teishu kein taduru, you somehow get off of the chiyuv of sukkah. The halacha itself, I'm mentioning this Meiri, not so much because I'm interested right now in that halacha itself. But I just want to explain that that's clearly a halacha of Teshu Kein Taduru, a kind of akin to the Dinei Mitzdar. You know, it belongs to that issue of Dinei Teshu Kein Taduru. But what I point out is the Lashonis that the Meiri over there uses. Because it's very, I think it's a fascinating thing. The Meiri over there, when he talks this all through, so his lashon is, like I said, he has to bring out his mitzvah and his clay tashmish because of teshu kein taduru. He's not going to have where to put them, so he's going to have to schlep them all the way back home. So he's begins to tircha and the Torah wasn't matriachim. The Torah, when it was mechayiv and sukkah, it wasn't matriachim. That he should take his furniture in, take his furniture out, take his furniture in, and to be with that furniture all together, it's not teshu kein tadru. So therefore, bottom line is, he put them in a sukkah. But now, listen to the lashonis that the Meiri uses. V'hareyu kimursha meikoroi mitoyres hatircha hayiseyo shebipinuyoi she'en limokim l'sham lefanoisim. He's a Mursha. Mem Vav Reishin Hei. Miloshin Rishus. He has Rishus. Meikara, not to build a sukkah. Doesn't have to wait for terrain. Meikara, he's a Mursha because of the Tircha Yisera that would be involved in schlepping his furniture in and out. So he's using, there's three words that I want to flag them like a Gzeir Shalom. Mursha, Meikara, because of the Tircha Yisera. Now let's go back to the Din of Chosin. When he's explaining why Chosin, even though he's only Isaac Mitzvah, the Chosin, the Shishvinim, they're only Isaac Mitzvah, Beitzum Yishal Yoyim. But morning and night, they're not in the chuppah from sunrise to sunset. So why doesn't he have to go to the sukkah? You know, in the morning he should be in the sukkah, at night he should be in the sukkah. How come he's only potter? Why is he potter the whole day? So his lashon is, I read it before, but now listen for those words. There you go. Since in the etz in the middle of the day they're potter, nase mei koroi potter bishus ve'ein matrichim. The same three words. Mei koroi, he becomes a potter bishus. He has bishus not to go into the sukkah. Mei koroi, and therefore we're not matrichim. I think Be'olim, that here he's learning that it's a similar story that we have in Chabot by Shemri Kimis. That since Bitsumi Shalem is potter from Sukkah, because Bitsumi Shalem is Oisik Mitzvah potter from a Mitzvah, so even though Shachas Arvis is not Oisik from Mitzvah, but since Bitsumi Shalem is Oisik Mitzvah, he doesn't have to be in a Sukkah, and he's not going to be in a Sukkah, he's going to be in the Chuppah, so we're not Matriachim to find the Sukkah Shachas Arvis. And therefore, that we're not Matriachim. And therefore, may Kara, he becomes a Mursha, he has Rishus, to be Potem in a Sukkah. Just like Shai Meginah, since it's a Tircha for them to step the furniture out, to step the furniture in, so therefore they're Potem, may Kara, for Mitzvah Sukkah. So this guy, since the whole day he's visiting with the Chosin, so we're not Matriachim, Shachas V'Arvah is to go looking for a Sukkah. And therefore he's Mursha, may Kara, he has Rishus, may Kara, to be Potem in a Sukkah. So now, the emphasis is, I don't understand this at all. Because I don't understand why it should be tircha. I understand it's a tircha to slap your furniture in, to slap your furniture out. But what's the tircha over here? He has a sukkah, let him build a sukkah, erev sukkah, so it'll be there for the morning, it'll be there for the night, in the middle of the day. Everybody does that. You build a sukkah, you're there in the morning, you're there at night, in the middle of the day, you go to work. Like, where's the big tircha over here? I don't understand b'chah, what the new he's talking about. So I don't understand that. I don't know, maybe somebody here can figure out what he wants. It's how the Messias. But I do see from his lashonis that he's saying, that the svar that he's saying, that he has this notion that somehow, because he's potter b'yoyim, so it becomes onerous to be mechayev in shachris v'arvis, and therefore may korah the Torah patanim. Yeah, I don't understand why it's onerous. Play that. I have no answer for you. But still, the shyness of Borah, that that's what the Neri is saying. That he has a p'tur, in mokim, that he's Isaac Mitzvah in the middle of the day. So he's put the Shachas V'Arvis also, even though Shachas V'Arvis is not Isaac Mitzvah, but it's a Sukkah Dikka Halach. That if somebody's put him in a Sukkah for the bulk of the day, then he becomes Potter for the rest of the time also, because since it's a Tichot to be Mechayev and only Shachas V'Arvis, which I don't understand at all. Somehow it's a Tichot to be Mechayev and Shachas V'Arvis, so maybe he's just off the hook. The same way, Shem Reginus to Padesim, since being Mechayev them in Sukkah would require moving the furniture in, moving the furniture out, Tirch Yisera, so they're Mursha Meikara, Lash was, the Mursha Meikara, they're Rishus Meikara, to be Potem in a Sukkah. So Perech Zekah. So understand that, I don't understand. But that's what it says. If that's what it says, I think this is the issue for the Stephen and the Meiri. The Stephen and the Meiri is, I'm not the only one to ask the Stephen and the Meiri. The Meiri was, we asked before, the Meiri in Chafei Amad Aleph, there was a Stephen Mamish Minei Obey. The Meiri first, the Meiri says, is only when it's the Efshel Kaim Shteim, and doing Mitzvah B is going to prevent you from doing Mitzvah A, or at least be Ma'akav you from Mitzvah A. And he himself says that Shluchei Mitzvah, Shluchei Mitzvah Bayoim, are Turim and Asukah Balaila, even though, as he elaborated over there by Andaf Yud, even though it's not Ma'akav them at all, it's not going to delay them at all, there's no, nonetheless, we're not Matriach them, and again, there he also used the word Tircha. It's not for nothing. use the word tircha, we're not matriach them to look for a sukkah by night, even though looking for a sukkah by night is not going to delay them at all from their shluchos. That was the steer. The first thing, a mitzvah potem and a mitzvah is only when it's actual kaim shteyim. So in here, it's actual kaim shteyim. By night, there's no problem. So there's no p'tur loisik mitzvah by night. The answer is, in the Hanami, there's no p'tur loisik mitzvah by night. By night is potter, not because of loisik mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. By night is potter because of a sukkah dika halacha. Because there's a sukkah dika halacha that a person who's potem and a sukkah by yoim, or even not even all day, but just titzumi shel yoim, Mimela, we're not matriach him to look for a sukkah, shachas arvis, and likewise we're not matriach him to look for a sukkah every night. A person who's potem and a sukkah by yoim, in Hilchos sukkah, Pashas, you learned in the Erie, he was saying, Oisik mitzvah dikadin, like the Ran Lamashim. The Ran says, Oisik that shluchim mitzvah, potem alaylo, because it's a Oisik mitzvah dikadin. He's a Oisik b'melech ha-shamayim, and Oisik b'melech ha-shamayim is potem. The Ran, Pashas learned, that they're potem in a sukkah b'layla because of a shluchah, because an oisik b'mitzvah dikadin. It's going to delay them on their journey, and therefore oisik mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. Rashi learned that the potem b'layla because they're torred through the medoyegim in the machshoy in the mitzvah and in the plans for the mitzvah. So in Mela they have the like a chosin and they're potem in a sukkah b'layla. Different shittos in Rishayim, but atzad hashavish b'hem that they all learned that the potem b'layla is an oisik b'mitzvah dikaptur. Because they're either also lech shemayim, or because it's going to be delayed, or because they're children b'machsheves mitzvah. I think the Miri is a whole different shita. The Miri learns the reason why they put them in a sukkah b'layla has nothing to do with oisik mitzvah. Oisik mitzvah is only by day, but once they're put them by day, then there's a sukkah dikadin that they're put them b'layla as well. Because in Hilchos sukkah it says that part of this idea of shir achiyuv of mitzdar that ain't matrichim is that if you put them by day, so we don't say oh, but every night the chiyuv is going to come back. For the chiyuv to come back every night, that would be somehow like a tircha. I don't know exactly why, but that's, I don't know why, but that's what he said before. That's what he said over here by Chosim. That if he's potter by day, then even though shachas arvus, he's not oisik mitzvah, but to be matriachim, the shachas arvus, he should become chayiv again. That's like ein matriachim, and he's a mursha meikar, then he should be potter. So the derech says, shtuchim mitzvah, they're potter by day, so they're a mursha meikar that they're potter in a sukkah balayla. But it's milva sukkah shonukan. If it would be some other mitzvah balayla, why did they be chayiv? Because in oisik mitzvah, there's nothing to talk about. Oisik mitzvah has to be yeshul kaim shteyim. It's Hilchos sukkah. In Hilchos sukkah, there's somehow this concept that since we're that just like we're not matriachim to move his furniture in and out, just like we're not matriachim to get up in the middle of the night and go out to the sukkah. So a person who's potter in a sukkah for the bulk of the day, we're not matriachim that he should all of a sudden become chayiv shachas v'arvus. That he should all of a sudden become chayiv every night and have to have be tereich every night now that he's chayiv in sukkah to go look for a sukkah. So yet, I don't really understand it, because where's the tircha? Maybe it's the tircha. And it's not even, I mean, I could hear more about Hel Kedrochim, where this is a tircha. They're Hel Kedrochim, so it's a tircha by night. So maybe that tircha, I think I could hear more. It may be saying, they're potter by day because they're Isaac Mitzvah. And they're potter by night because every night they're going to have to go look for a sukkah, and even though it won't delay them. But still, it's a tircha, and you're potter, and a tircha is potter. Guy lives at home, he builds a sukkah once, he has it always ready at hand. Here, every night, they have a new tircha to look for a sukkah. If that's what he would have said, it would have been fine. But I don't think that's what he's... I don't even think that's what he's saying over there, because then they should be potter by yom for the same reason. Why do we need even oisik mitzvah? The Hilchei Drachim, every day they have to look for a sukkah, every station they have to look for a sukkah, that's a tircha. He didn't say that. By day, they're potter also oisik mitzvah. Once that by day, they're potter also oisik mitzvah, they were not matriach them, they should become chayiv every night. So I don't understand that. What? Well, no, they would say since they're potter for most of the day, so they're potter for the rest of the day, but this notion that they can't turn on and off. And that's clearly what he's saying by Chosim. You know, Chosim, what's the tircha? They're in town. They have a home. They have a life, so let them build a sukkah every night, every morning. They'll go into the sukkah. Where's the big tircha? Well, then he said, nonetheless, somehow he says, since the tzumi sholiyam the potter, we're not matriach them shachas v'arvus. So again, come, I don't know, mitzvah liyashu. It's a mitzvah to explain what in the world the Miri is talking about. How the Metzias, I don't understand what he's saying, but nonetheless, I'm pretty convinced that he is. This is the way it fits together. Whatever the content of here is, this is the way it fits together. He was mechadish by Shem Medrachim by Shem Meginos that where there's a tircha, so he's potter meikara. Where it's a tircha, he's seira, so he's potter meikara from sukkah. That's his lashon. The exact same lashon he uses by a chosim. Since by Yitzumi Shulayim is potter, So we're not matriachim shachas v'arvis, and he's a moshe mekar. It's rishus mekar not to do. And I think that's what he's saying by chosin as well. Since by day, that's what he's saying by hokad rochim as well. Since by day they're shluchim mitzvah, they're putting their sukkah, so by laila we're not matriachim hagam, then they're not asik mitzvah. Because it's actually what Chaim's saying. It doesn't matter. Once by day they're potter, so by night they're potter as well. Midin sukkah. They're like a mushim, what he calls a mushim mekara. They kara, we're not machayim in mitzvah sukkah. Yeah, obviously it's a work in progress. I don't know where's the tircha? I don't know what the tircha is. Later. Okay, I think we'll stop here. To Mitch Shimpa, I will start the next to this.
Can we say that the chasam was tarred before time, so we can't hold it?